Oh, we've got a very special edition of the Gunsmith Show for you this Thanksgiving Day weekend. We've got the band back together.
Uh-oh.
The original Gunsmiths. John, why don't you introduce your co-host today?
Well, the big fella on the other side of the room just happens to be my son, Jacob. And for about 11 years, we did the show together.
We did.
Then he up and moved to Florida.
I did.
And now I got him back. Dano? Is that the right mic?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Just wanted to make sure. So, I he's a professional, but I still got to double check him. But anyways, Jacob, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you? I'm happy to be here.
Hang on. All right. Now talk.
All right. I'm happy to be here today.
No, I got you. He had the wrong mic on. See, I got to catch him on his mistakes every now and then. So, but that's okay. All right. He's a busy guy. It's Saturday morning. What do you expect?
It's Saturday morning. All right. So but we're here at the Gunsmith Show.
Yeah, we're at the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103, Lapeer's Ultimate Classic Rock. It's deer season. It's the last day of normal deer season, or is tomorrow
it
last
is.
Day?
Nope, today's the last day, Saturday the 30th. It is at today at dark.
Yeah, and you know what dark is? Sunset's at 5:02 tonight.
That's early.
That's early, man. I mean, we're losing like 7 minutes a day or something right now. It's kind of nuts. But
I'm just trying to pull it up here. What's the shooting time?
Sunrise
right?
was just 7:43, so it was only 20 minutes ago.
Well, I'm just going to pull up this. I have my handy dandy DNR app.
Oh, Dan, I'm telling you, if Dan was here, he'd be proud of you because he just stepped out of the room. But anyways, what we're doing though is Jake has been delving into all the legal mumbo jumbo with the DNR right now and all the things we got to do to make our hunting season go right.
Tonight, today.
Yeah.
Today, your first shot should not have been before 7:11 a.m.
Wow, so that's not bad. They're saying 7:11. That's not bad.
That's a great deal. 7:11.
So that means tomorrow.
Well, but hang on.
Okay.
Because tonight it's 5:31 is your end of your.
5:31. Okay. You know, because the other night it was 5:29, and I still could shoot, so I did.
It's 1/2 hour before sunrise and 1/2 hour after sunrise.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought it was actual sunrise and sunset.
No, it's half hour. You know,
I can't stand all that fine print. It drives me nuts. You know,
well, I've gone through this week with the DNR, multiple emails back and forth trying to, I don't want to break the law.
And
I will give it to the DNR. They have been responsive on emails within 30 minutes.
That surprised me. When you emailed, I go, yeah, good luck. We'll find out next week.
Oh, the state? Like, oh, we're never. No.
Wow. Came right through.
And it wasn't like an AI. It was an actual real person's response.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go out hunting tonight, still, you've got till 5:31 p.m.
Good deal. All right.
And that's in this time, it's divided in the state, sections, quadrants.
All right. Well, this is.
But go ahead.
This show, basically, you haven't done. You've done one of these shows from Florida on the station.
I did.
Yes, but you haven't done one
in the studio.
So it's been a long time. So
the last show I did in this studio was the last show when the show was on 1470.
You're right. Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been a year. Yeah.
Broadcasting live on FM now.
It was last year at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right. So what it is? It's stock up time. This is Black Friday weekend sales, and there's tons of stuff going on. Everybody's got a big sale. You know, all the big box stores and it's a crowded, plazas and places to go in and out of. I'm just asking you, shop local, shop small business, hit your small gun shops.
Well, Small Business Saturday.
It is Small Business Saturday. So hit your local gun shop
business Saturday.
There you go. Find them all. I had a buddy the other day said, what gun shop should I go to? And I listed like 11 of them, within an hour of here.
Yeah.
And I said, just go.
I kept telling him
he wanted reloading supplies that he already tried to find them at our local stores here. And I said, well, there's that store in Ortonville. And he kept thinking I was saying Otisville. And I said, no, it's Ortonville. Go to Ortonville. There's a reloading shop in Ortonville where
but it can be confusing.
Brandon Building Center used to be.
There is a gun shop in Otisville.
Oh, I know. The Otisville Gun Barn. So he's like, you mean Otisville? I go, no, Ortonville. It's like, oh,
the
my
other
God.
Oville.
M15 confusion. But anyways, it's the other way. So, but anyways, and for those of you that, I don't remember the name of that store in Ortonville, though. I can't remember it.
I've met him at the gun shows over the years.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're nice guys. It's just they specialize in reloading. So, but he needed some powder, and powder is a little scarce. You know, I think there might have been a little bit of hesitation with the election to not stock up on inventory in case the anti-gunners took over. And the anti-gunners did not take over, although here in Michigan we have some issues. So it could be that there's a little bit of a holdup on the supply chain.
Could be.
You know, because they didn't want to stock up if they were going to be stuck with it. And but other places I see are full of powder. So, you know, I was telling them all the stores, Dick Williams, and I told him about, you know, Buckshots. And he's like, yep, I've been at Buckshots and Perry. You know, I was kind of doing a loop. Guns galore, you know.
Yeah, and Williams. You've got plenty out as you get out in
Vice
Lapeer,
Armor.
And then you get out further out into St. Clair or
City.
Port Huron areas.
Yeah,
and
lots of shops. There's a good shop in Port Huron.
Yep.
I'll always leave there with a can of powder.
Is that River Street?
It's like a pawn shop and a gun shop all mixed in one. Right,
it's just south
right
of town
29
there.
29 or whatever.
Yep.
So on the way out of town on the south side. It's still on right on the water side. So.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Water Street, not River Street, Water Street.
So today is the last day of regular deer season. So it's kind of a sad day. Hopefully you've already got venison in the freezer. I do, thanks to my son, who's been smacking them and stacking them. And so that's good. I'm very happy about that. I'm glad you've had a good season. You've had a couple of really good kills.
Yeah. It's been the 450 Bushmaster worked perfectly.
Yeah.
One at over 200 yards and one at less than 50 yards.
Yeah.
You know, in both of them.
You haven't got one of the handgun yet, though, this year.
No, I keep bringing out the handgun. I keep bringing out the .44 thinking I'm going to get one close enough. Now that we've got, you know, $2 in the freezer, I'm saving it for a doe.
Yeah.
And with the seasons coming up, there's, you know, realistically, you have until, I think, the middle of January. We'll go over that soon. But to get something else with a firearm.
Now, do you know anything about the regulations this year, Jake, on hunting? Because I saw Mike Avery, of course, he had a stroke, so our prayers go out to Mike Avery. But he's doing good. He's out hunting with his son and everything this week. So he put a post on. He forwarded a post or whatever of a guy from the UP that got $2, 8-point and a 9-point.
Well,
had them hanging next to each other. Is that legal in the UP?
This is where, let me see here. So this is where I've got, again, the app up. This is where the book comes in handy.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people ask me the same thing. I have a friend that went to the UP, and he was shocked that I had a permit for $2. Now, the UP, you can get a deer combo license in the UP and have four, what is this? I got to zoom in because it's
such fine print.
Yeah. So you can have, in certain areas of the UP, you can still get the deer combo, which gives you three or more on one side and four or more on one side. Certain areas of the UP, you can do that.
Huh.
So it just depends which license you buy.
When I saw the post, I go, oh, man, this guy's going to get in trouble.
You can. Now, the other thing about the UP is you can still bait deer in the UP.
Wow.
And
well,
just
got to do something because there's so many wolves.
Lower Peninsula. no baiting here.
Yeah.
I was getting gas Wednesday night at gas station in Flushing, and sure enough, the guy is there getting apples at the gas pump for baiting. I was like, oh, I'm guessing those are for squirrels. The gas stations down here still are selling apples.
Just to feed the rabbits in the backyard.
Apples and carrots and corn. Yeah. I'm like, not necessarily legal, but okay. You know, nobody can stop you from feeding other animals.
Right.
But while baiting's illegal here, you can still have food plots here.
Yeah.
You can still grow an acre or two of, you know, designated field for deer.
Yeah.
The biggest worry of it all for baiting is, of course, this fear of all these diseases spreading, which they are. EHD and CWD are spreading.
Yeah, we sure seem to see a lot of it.
You do. And that the whole point of their noses touching at the bait piles is what causes the diseases to spread.
You know, I go to the donut shop. My nose doesn't touch anybody else.
Well, you're doing the donut shop the right way then.
Good, I'll keep it up.
Donut shops and bathrooms, nothing should touch.
So, that's a good point. That's a rule of thumb right
there.
Yes,
follow me for more tips and tricks.
All right. Well, it's the Gunsmith Show on this Saturday morning with Jake and John were both together for an oddball meeting of sorts. But it's okay.
It's an encore edition.
It's kinda. It's but this is you know,
it's not really an encore. It's
real time, you know. So that here is we true. Are. Here we are.
It's not an encore edition, it's a reunion tour.
There the you Gunsmith go. Show Rhythm and Blues Review.
One more time.
Back at it again.
Yeah. So remember, like us on Facebook, The Gunsmith Show. And our website is thegss.com. And we always have these shows. They'll be back on our website. You can listen to them later. And I have people that call me on Wednesday and Thursday of the next week saying, hey, I just listened to your show. That was pretty good, you know. So it's handy to have it out there. And we got some videos that came in from that Big Sandy shoot that we're going to be putting on there too, which is pretty cool.
It's one out in Arizona. They shoot the machine guns. They fire ballistic missiles and stuff like that.
Tanks.
I thought Big Sandy was like the mattress showroom.
No.
Furniture mattress? Different Big Sandy?
Big Sandy used to work at the bar down the corner.
how big is Sandy?
Sandy was big, but it was a man named Sandy. That was a scary
thing. Oh, gotcha.
Hi, Sandy.
That's
got hairy legs, Sandy.
Yes, I do. That's a Craigslist story like, just waiting to happen.
Sandy Koufax, not Sandy Duncan.
There you go. Yeah, not Sandy Duncan. Yeah. Yeah, I just never.
So mind. The Big Sandy machine gun shoot.
Yeah, that's out in Arizona be on there too. So we yes. got all kinds of. I got permission to put it on our website. It is.
How did Sandy Duncan cool. lose her eye? By the way, was that a gun shooting accident?
Or she
it?
Might. Maybe she touched.
I don't know
noses
who that is.
Maybe she touched noses with some. You is don't that, know who Sandy
you
Duncan.
You didn't
is?
Pay attention in history class, young man.
Sandy Duncan's amazing.
I don't know who that is.
She wasn't really amazing.
Duncan Hines.
She was a strange.
No, I'm just
lady.
Kidding.
She was quirky. Just,
she was a cute little actress from years past.
Did she die?
I don't think so. I haven't heard about her dying.
Well, she may have.
She may have. I don't know.
Some of those things are, we're not
it's
missing
old
much.
Guys talking. All
right, we're going to reel it back in. We're going to say goodbye. We'll come back. It's the Gunsmith Show. Yeah. Keep her right here back right after this.